You know, Nigeria throws a lot at all of us, but I have a word for you. This Wednesday, I want you to join me online, because I waited on the Lord, and the Lord said for me to tell you that He wants to settle you in these unsettling times. He wants to settle you. If you're that person, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Heaven can hear you. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. So allow God settle you in these unsettling times. The word allow means sometimes you inadvertently, unknowingly, you are debarring the Lord from settling you. That's the subject this Wednesday. With the knowledge of how to walk with God so that what God wants to do for us will come to pass, and we will not inadvertently be the enemy of our own being settled in unsettling times. You know, sometimes you can't change the season. God can just help you triumph in that season. At the beginning of the year, I told you that God said He is a king that brings victory. And I warned you, when God introduces Himself as a warrior, it means there'll be many battles. A lot of you were not listening to me. At least now, it proves who heard God and who didn't hear God. As long as we're well positioned, we're destined to win no matter what. One of the ways you're going to be positioned is listen to the equation God is giving us. Don't miss this Wednesday. The easiest thing is to just pick up your phone, click on Facebook. Please post Facebook link as well, not just Zoom. Just click on it. It takes you straight into the service. You don't need transportation. You don't need any petrol. Wherever you are, you join the service. Whatever you do, don't remain unsettled, because God wants to settle you in these unsettling times. It would be a good parting gift for me to give you the equation that will settle you before I get on the plane, and I know that it's going to be when with all of us. Amen. So tell your neighbor, see you online on Wednesday. Tell your neighbor, make sure you speak up. Amen. And now we're going to the Word of God. I'm going to dispense with a hymn because of time. I would like you to rise to your feet. And I would like you not just to listen to me today. I want you to connect with me. I want you for us to connect with the Lord on a very important subject that it is long overdue. I take my text this morning from 1 Peter 4 and verse 12. 1 Peter 4 verse 12, the New King James Version. Can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. I'm going to read this. I want you to resonate in your spirit. I want to see your hand up. If this connects with the reality you're dealing with, you're seeing around you, beloved, do not think it strange. Do not think it strange. It's normal. For this season, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Can I get a witness this morning? As if some strange thing. You look around, strange stuff. The Passion Translation says, beloved friends, if life gets extremely difficult because of these strange things, if life gets extremely difficult with many tests, don't be bewildered as though something strange were overwhelming you. My message is titled Strange Times, Strange Things, Strange People. The reason you ought to clap is that it's speaking to the season. It is speaking to your experience. It is speaking to the conversations that are going on around. Father, I bring the word of God laid upon my heart to shine the light of the word of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we will not grope in the dark, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, so that we can see our way forward, so that in these strange times we will not be overwhelmed or consumed. Father, we thank you because of the equation that will give us victory upon victory. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to look up at the screen and look at the picture that is there. You will see some people on the right side of the screen. They're standing on ground, but the ground doesn't look like the ground anymore. They're standing on ground, terra firma, like you see here, like outside, like on the road, but it doesn't look like that anymore. What is going on here? The heavenlies have taken the coloration, the very strange and very fearsome, and transposing that on the terra firma that people thought they were used to. Someone says strange times. You look up, the same. You look down, the same. Strange times. As I speak this morning, one of the ways you're going to connect with this is don't play any games. Let's call a spade. It is on Wednesday that God is going to show us how he's going to settle us in this unsettled time. The thing about strange times is it unsettles everybody. Strange times, you look to the heavenlies, the coloration is fearsome. Nothing prepares me for this. I said, this doesn't look good. And I said, let me take my eyes away from that and look at what I'm used to. And it's the same coloration. Why wouldn't I say it's strange times? As we're dealing with this, another one shows up. But by the way, the announcement was not complete. As we deal with tough news last week, we deal with good news this week. I'm proud to announce the arrival of a bouncing baby boy to awesome Ipi of choir and Mercy, his wife, in the ushering department. A bouncing baby boy. Glory to God. I woke up to that good news. He was born overnight between Friday and Saturday. Saturday morning, I was smiling. Strange times. When you're in strange times, strange things happen. Can I please get a witness? What about strange people? What about strange behavior? On that side, I said strange times. Oh, you're not seeing strange times. Are you seeing some strange people? Are you dealing with some strange behavior? It's all over the place. You can't stop it. It's a season. But God wants to settle us, come on Wednesday, in these unsettling times. The scripture, 1 Peter 4, verse 12, the Passion Translation says, beloved friends. The word beloved means draw closer to me. If in strange times, life gets extremely difficult, don't get bewildered. It says, if it gets extremely difficult with many tests, strange times test us to the limit. Don't be bewildered as though something strange. You know, when we say strange, we get a little afraid. When you say strange, it's like in the middle of the night, there's no NEPA, everything is dark, and you begin to hear, ooh, 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 ooh. Strange makes us uncomfortable. Strange makes us apprehensive. Strange makes us afraid. And when you do that, your thinking changes. This message is going to how you are thinking because of the strange times and the strange people and the strange things that you have been witnessing. Nobody is quite the same here. But God is going to help us in Jesus' name. My message is strange times, strange things, strange people. I wish I could say it's going to stop. I can't say that. It is overcoming it that I have the authority to speak about. I'm not going to be one of the preachers say what people want to hear. I told you this year is victory because the warrior will give us victory. I can't say there will be no battles. All I say is if you're well positioned, you are destined to win that battle. Strange times, strange things, strange people, strange behaviors, people you thought you knew. Can I get a witness? Have you not seen some people you thought you knew them? Come on now. And all of a sudden, they're acting strange. You're standing in front of somebody and doing like this. It's me. He says, so what? Somebody that I thought your friend blocked you. Somebody that used to sing your praises is the one talking bad about you. Strange times. If it has not happened to you, don't smirk at people like us that were talking like that. It's round the corner. It's like rain. It go beat everybody. All you have to do is go out. When it's raining, it go beat everybody. Strange times, strange things, strange people, strange behaviors, strange trends. Strange trends leading to strange thoughts. All these things lead us to strange thoughts, strange ideas, and strange reactions. Can we talk? How many people will admit that I've been having strange thoughts? When you've been through a lot of strange behavior with people, you begin to think of how you're going to deal with this. Can I get a witness? Okay, there are lots of Christians on that side. Let me come to this side. These ones have no strange thoughts. But I can see it in your mind. What are strange thoughts? You begin to think a little differently from how you used to do. For instance, if you used to be so kind and so giving and so embracing, you're not quite that anymore. When somebody's walking towards you and smiling, you say, what's the smile about? You want to snooker me with your smile? Konishele. No grief for anybody. Strange thoughts. I have my beloved group called the Soiree, the mature single parents and so on. And I'm trying to deliver them from strange thoughts because all they've been through has given them the understanding that it's okay for me to change my thinking. I don't have to be so welcoming anymore. I don't have to be so nice anymore. I'm very suspicious about everybody. Do you know when you're very suspicious of everybody, you could miss the best person walk past you? I shared something with them, a strange thought. Says the wall you built to block bad people is the same wall that will keep good people out. Nobody builds that wall except you went through some strange things. Strange things, strange people, strange behaviors in strange times would lead to strange trends. Look at the trend today, leading to strange thoughts. A good man begins to think differently. Strange ideas begin to buy into strange ideas. You were not like this before. And strange reactions. I wish someone would say something about strange reactions. Have you not seen some strange reactions lately? Choir, have you not seen some strange reactions? Have you not surprised yourself too with some of your own reaction? You surprise yourself. A lot of people's strange thoughts would be like A very good friend said to me, help me ask God, has he forgotten me? He said, help me ask God, Pastor. A minister like me, has he forgotten me? This is a man that, sharp. Strange things. Strange experiences. There are people here, you used to serve God, you don't serve God anymore. You think it doesn't matter. Some people are listening to me online. And you're thinking, how does he know? Why is he talking about me? Thank God I'm not sitting there. It's not me talking to you, it's God speaking to you. The strange reactions that we're getting is so evident. A lot of people cannot be guided anymore. Every man for himself. Even in families, people are not as tight anymore. Strange times lead to strange thoughts, strange ideas, and strange reactions. But let me read the New Living Translation of the same 1 Peter 4, verse 12. It is subtitled, Suffering for Being a Christian. The strange times you're going through, it is part of the suffering of being a Christian. Because if you are not a Christian, there are so many corner ways you can deal with the strange times. There are lots of wives, your husband is not bringing money anymore. There are ways you can deal with it. No shaking. But you're not doing that. And so things are off. Because the options are not open to us. Suffering for being a Christian. It was Pastor Collins that says, that I may know him and the power of the resurrection and to be conformed to his suffering. This is part of it. If I embrace strange thoughts and strange ways of solving my problem, I could not solve many problems. You won't even know because I have the exposure. And when the thoughts come, I want to prepare you so that you can recognize it. This is the door. Boy, it's a trap door. There's a difference between a door of escape and a trap door that allows the snare to hold you. Not every door was opened by God. Not every idea is going to take you to where you want to go. It could be a trap. So, the New Living Translation, Peter says, Apostle Peter says, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials. Your friendship is on trial. Your financial comfort is on trial. And that affects your generosity. You're not generous anymore. Your emotional equilibrium is facing fiery trials. You used to be a very loving, kind, embracing person. You're not that person anymore. That part of you has been on trial, and that trial is taking a toll on you. Dear friends, don't be surprised. If you're honest, I don't even need to be around, stand in front of the mirror, you'll know that the way you're changing, you should be surprised because you are not quite who you used to be. But there's a voice saying, it's okay. It's the times. You have to roll with the times. You used to be reconciliatory before, but now you're not a grief for anybody anymore. Once you vex like this, block, cancel, cut off, no, nobody can talk to you. Strange times, strange ideas, strange reactions. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you're going through. You are going through present continuous. We don't know how long. As if something strange were happening to you. Strange times are known and shown by some things that are strange happening around you. The New Century Version is subtitled Suffering as a Christian. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble. Can somebody say trouble? Trouble doesn't mean you die. Trouble just means trouble. You are still coming to church, but there is trouble. You are still managing to pay your bills, but there is trouble. You are still together at in the house, but there is trouble. The source of this trouble, the Lord, deal with it. Do not be surprised at the terrible trouble. If some people were to tell you their own trouble, you would not say your own trouble is a small boy. Terrible trouble. My friends, do not be surprised in this season of strange things. Oh, there'll be trouble now. You should know now. And that's why people, they barrage, people are messing up, people are forsaking the Lord, people are becoming a shadow of themselves, people are joining with people they should have nothing to, because they are not handling the strange times well. The strange times is dealing with them instead of them learning how to deal with it. There are many people that are not who they used to be anymore. Just a little strange times has dealt with you. People look at you, they can't recognize you anymore. You see, wearing the same clothes, driving the same car, but you're not the same. Some of us can smell you a mile off. I'm just smiling. It's not as if I don't know that you have strange thoughts or your strange behavior. My friends, do not be surprised at the terrible trouble which now comes to test you. It comes to do what? To kill you? No. To destroy you? No. To test you. Do not think that something strange. It keeps coming up. Something strange. Something strange. Something strange is happening to you. I'm going to ask a question again. Is there not someone here who feels something strange is going on? Why are things not working the way they used to work? Why are people not behaving this way they used to behave? Have you not noticed that from a certain point in time, people started getting difficult? People are starting getting unbelievable. People start acting obnoxious. You can't even trust them anymore. As a matter of fact, every day, don't you get a surprise? A not so nice surprise. And you're blinking, say, ah, really? Strange times. The thing with strange times is if I don't warn you about it, and into the new year I was telling you, bad today, but the warrior who is in our midst will give us victory. Strange times, not real battle. And the battle is not what is happening. The battle is how you're going to respond. The worst thing that's going to happen is not what is happening to you. It is how you respond to it. That's what Satan wants. Strange times cannot deal with you until you respond negatively. God will stand by you if you stand by the character that He invested in you. When the angel comes, you may not be able to recognize people anymore because strange times have been made you become a stranger. May we continue to be of the fellowship of the household of God, not strangers anymore. Bible says you were once strangers, but now are you fellow citizens of the faith in the household of God. The contemporary English version says, dear friends, don't be surprised or shocked that you're going through tests that is like walking through fire. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked that you're going through testing. Testing. But you cannot see that it's a test. You're arguing that it is a test. How come it's going on for this long? And you're justifying your reaction. But I understand. Your life is like you're walking through fire. Financially, some people, your life is like you're walking through fire. Many people, emotionally, is like you're walking through fire. Many businesses is like walking through fire. Because it's a season called strange times. The Amplified, not the Amplified Classic, the Amplified said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal." Do you know what an ordeal is? An ordeal is not an event. An ordeal is not an encounter. An ordeal is not something went bad. An ordeal is the grandfather of those things. Fiery ordeal. Only me? How? How long, if Pastor doesn't shed the light for us, will it take that it will taint our thinking? It will make us strange in our assessment. It will give us ideas that are strange to the Word of God and seemingly justifiable in the circumstances, however. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test you, that is, to test the quality of your faith. It didn't say test your faith. The quality. Quality talks about like in a rope. How strong is a rope? That's the quality. Is it fire retardant? If I strike a match, will it burn the rope and the rope becomes useless? Is it susceptible to water that when I put it in water, it's going to be like cotton wool pull apart? It's not meant to kill you. It's to test the quality of your faith. I know you have faith, but what quality is it? Will it endure? In the times, in strange times, your faith is going to be tested. Beyond your faith, the quality of that faith. The quality of your obedience is going to be tested. Anybody can say, "I'm obedient." Now, how many people are still obedient? When times are tough, the quality of your generosity, even towards God, will be tested. I know I'm the pastor of this church. A lot of people don't tithe anymore. A lot of people are not even in church. You're a member, you're still a believer, but the quality of your connection to God is tested and found wanting. Relationship is not based on when it is easy. Relationship is shown when it is difficult. What is the quality of your friendship with me? What is the quality of your response to me as your man of God? Some people don't care anymore whether the church sinks or swims. Waiting concern me. You know what happens? Strange times, you become selfish, self-centered, self-involved, and self-absorbed. And I believe late last year, I went through that series. Or is it this year? Selfishness, self-centeredness. It was last year. Being self-involved and being self-absorbed. You know what self-absorbed is? I've been through so much, I don't need to think about anybody else. Excuse me? Move. Like we say in Yoruba land, dress. No, I don't send anybody. Beloved, do not be surprised. Why should you not be surprised? Because Femi Paul told you into the new year. Don't let anybody yell, triple blessing. The warrior who is not missed, he brings victory. Because there will be battles. It's not going to be plain sailing, but we're going to overcome. And when we overcome, heaven will be clapping for us. Because Satan said, put them through strange times. You will find that they are never saved. They're still strangers to the fellowship in heaven. Put them through some strange situation. You will find out the quality of their confession is higher than the quality of their obedience. is a test. A lot of people don't care about you anymore. Let me warn you. A lot of people don't care about you anymore. Just look into their eyes. You will see some coldness. It was not like that before. It's not that they're particularly bad. Strange times. Strange behaviors. Strange equations that were not in place before. Even you, before you remove the log, before you remove the speck in somebody's eye, let's check the log in your own eye. Beloved, do not be surprised at a fiery ordeal. Anyone go through a fiery ordeal, Father, I ask for mercy. Let the fire extinguisher of heaven put out the flames of affliction. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place. It is taking place. I'm talking to somebody. It is taking place. Hey, it is only to test you. That is to test the quality of your faith. As though something strange. Someone say, something strange. I think something strange or unusual were happening to you. I want to ask a question. Is it not true that sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night? What's happening here? Is it not true you're driving? And all of a sudden you can't fill your tank anymore. And you're saying, strange stuff. I haven't traveled economy in 20 years, I'm sure. Strange times. You will see me sit down. It's proof. My obedience to my call is being tested. Whether I will get upset and I will go back to my maritime law and say, I didn't sign up for this. If you are going through some strange things, this message is for you. If you're having unusual experiences, it is a test. To test the quality of your faith. Bible says when we're tested and we come through the testing, we become a delight in the sight of God. I saw in the social media, Facebook, my brother, Apostle Anselm Madubuku, man in the spirit. He posted this and I read, may you not be swallowed up by these strange times. And this unsettling season as they come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Strange times are supposed to swell up your faith and your relationship with God and mess up a lot of things. And unsettling seasons will make you unsettled. You're not reliable anymore. You're not consistent anymore. We can't trust you anymore. And so, you become a shadow of yourself. We don't even know who we're dealing with anymore. But I want to close with the same 1 Peter 14, but I'm going to read verses 12 to 13, the Message Bible. It is subtitled, Glory Just Around the Corner. I don't think you heard me. Glory Just Around the Corner. It says, friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. That is what the enemy wants. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. I bring you good news. It is just a spiritual refining process with glory. I said glory just around the corner. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you stand to your feet as we pray? And that's why on Wednesday, the equation of how God is going to settle you in these unsettling times will be revealed to us. The first part is this Sunday. Don't be surprised. It's a test of the quality of your faith. Don't mess up. Don't think God is not on the job. He said, instead, be glad, because it's just a spiritual refining process. You're going to come out stronger and better in Jesus' name. It says a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. The catch is this: if you don't pass the test, you won't be part of the glory. If you don't pass the test, you will not join us in the glory. Lift up your hand to God and say, Lord, I hear you. Speak honestly to him and say, this message is for me. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in my house. Strange times, strange experiences. I submit everything to you. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, I purge my soul from the strange ideas and the strange reactions that I'm beginning to justify and embrace. Oh God, that I will not forsake you in the day of trials. That the enemy will not say, but I told you that faith is cheap faith. That love for you, oh God, is never correct love. In all that I'm going through, strengthen me, oh God. Let this refining process usher me into the glory that's around the corner. That may be amongst the number of those God will have every reason to reward for going through the test, keeping their eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That I'll be amongst those in the glory of the compensation that loads a man with benefits. Father, give us the grace. Help us to know how God wants to settle us in these unsettling times. Help us to be focused not on our problems and our pains and the disappointments we feel with people, and focus upon the Lord and the Word of God. Thank you for the opportunity to hear this word. Let it stay in my heart. Let it stay in the heart of all the believers, particularly those online. That on Wednesday, the equation that changes unsettling times to being settled by God, that will profit from it to the glory of God. Thank you, our Father. We give you all the praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Can I hear a loud amen? Hallelujah. Before you sit down, if you know this message is for you, look at your neighbor and say, that was for me. That was for me. God bless you. You may be seated. And so I invite you again to join me online. This will be a good parting gift for me before I step onto the plane on Thursday, for me to fellowship with you, share the word with you, interactively pray together. And when I come back, I come and witness great testimonies in Jesus' name.